I wanted to take a look at New York, New Jersey Stadium in all its glory.
Yep.
And I put it on and I see some amazing, like, the highlights of him and watching him really is, even if you're not a soccer guy, which I am not, is breathtaking. He's the best in the world. If, you know, if it's not Messi, it's him. And that was fun. And it got me all lathered up to beat Bosnia Herzegovina tonight. Boomer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gio. I'm doing great, man. But just don't forget about Erling Haaland.
Oh, yeah. Woo! There's another win there as they were rowing their asses off last night.
Yeah, you're damn straight. And they're going to be here on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
New York, New Jersey
Stadium. And you'll be there, right? July 5th?
I'm considering it.
July 5th, you're going to be in East Rutherford.
I'm considering it.
Wow. That means a lot to you, for sure.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, I may have a few other guests with me.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, if Gunnar and I decide to take Casper to the game.
All right.
We may do it. So we'll see.
We're
working out the logistics right now as we speak.
Well, those logistics are
a helicopter will land
in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Then you'll have 100%. A jet pack up into a suite.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as you get those logistics, then everything will be great.
Listen, if I get those logistics straightened out, I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Police escort spot?
Well, no.
I don't know. I mean, Taylor Swift's got all these NYPD working overtime, apparently.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift is, like, you know, worth about $100 billion.
$90 an hour for the NYPD. I actually...
God bless the NYPD, man. Those guys can't get paid enough, as far as I'm concerned.
I was like, wow, look at this overtime. They're getting $90 an hour for this Taylor Swift wedding.
We just need to put them down here on Canal Street, that's all.
I was like, man, those guys are cashing in on the holiday weekend.
Well, I don't know necessarily that they want to work. I guess they don't mind the overtime and everything else, but they are away from home quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which puts a lot of stress on the family and everything else.
At least they're just, you know, they're getting paid. They're actually getting a legit stipend for hanging around the Taylor Swift.
Well, look at you. I'm proud that you actually opened up the show with a little bit of soccer, a little bit of FIFA. And,
well, I did a bunch of stuff when you weren't here. And then when you came in, you heard the World Cup stuff.
By the way, I didn't even see you.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
Yeah, I saw you, and then you just walked right by me. It was a little strange. I mean,
did you walk underneath me or something?
No. I was sitting at the desk, and I said, hey, and then you just kept going.
What? I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you not. Well, I saw you. You knocked on the glass inside.
Yes, you're right.
So I was like, man. I was like, is he mad at me? I was like, I'll just leave him alone. You know, I'll just leave the big guy alone.
Right. Well, I'm not mad at you.
Well, that's good. I'm not mad at you either.
That's good.
Even though you blew right by me, I was like, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't see. I was so focused.
Yeah, you're locked in.
I was really locked in this morning. Yeah, because, listen, this whole Mitchell Robinson thing is just fascinating to me. And, you know, if Jim Thoen is to be held accountable for what he said here on WFAN radio about not approaching that second apron, then the gymnastics that the Knicks have to do, and I think we've been talking about it incessantly, it's just, it never ends. There's moves that they can make to make him a competitive offer, but then all of a sudden, you know, the Lakers don't want LeBron. It's not like LeBron doesn't want the Lakers.
Yeah, I think
the Lakers are done with him.
Right, of course. The Lakers were done with him. He's going to spin it like, you're not respecting me enough and I'm leaving here and everything else. But I think that was over. That relationship was absolutely over. And I don't know if the Warriors thing has got any momentum left, but it feels like as we sit here this morning that it's going to be maybe a Cavaliers reunion for a year or two as he finishes where he starts to close the chapter.
He's going
to
go play with James Harden? Oh, my God. Great.
Yeah, I don't.
Listen, good for him. I don't care really what he does. It's his life. It's his career. It's his decision-making. It doesn't affect me at all. I don't care.
Well, it affects us as Knicks fans if he ends up back in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah,
you know?
So what?
I don't know. He's still got some game left.
I'm not saying he doesn't have game left, but he's not the 28-year-old LeBron. I'm sorry.
Well, we know that.
Just not.
Well, we know.
And, you know, this game requires, as we saw from the Knicks this year, requires a all-out, unselfish approach to winning basketball games. And that's what the Knicks showed everybody in the NBA, showed us starting in game 4 in their first series against Atlanta. We saw a new Knicks team that went 16-3 and won 9 straight games on the road. You could put LeBron James up there. You could put, I don't care who you put up there. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're not going to beat the Knicks if the Knicks either bring back Mitchell Robinson or find some sort of alternative to him that may actually be a better player for the Knicks, believe it or not. I know how important Mitchell was, and I know the fact that every single Knick fan out there, we all love him. He's our guy. You know, we know that he misses free throws. We know that he's kind of awkward. We know that he is injury prone. We all know that. And we all would love to have him back. But if somebody like the Lakers now, who have more money under the salary cap, or somebody like, I don't know, Sacramento, Memphis, you never know which team is going to come out of the woodwork. If they offer him more than $15 million a year, there's no way he's coming back here. Unless Karl Anthony Towns, Carton's been saying this in the afternoon, I know this, but, unless Karl Anthony Towns takes significantly less money. And then you have Josh Hart, who's probably going to want a contract. I wouldn't blame him. I mean, there's a lot of things that are still in play here. But if a team comes in and offers 3 years, $20 million, $60 million, three-year contract, I don't think a team will go to $25 million.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where is James Dolan talking about going into the second apron at all, or is he talking about the maximum penalties of going into the second apron? It sounded like he meant I'm not going in there at all. Ian Begley of SNY, who covers the team and has covered it for years, does a great job, suggested that maybe they go in next year, and then the Towns contract in 27-28 would be knocked down, so then they're out of the second apron the year after that, so the penalties don't accrue. That's another way to do it, but yeah, they're going to need help, and it's just so it's tough because if it comes out that I am on the side of the player with this, even though the money is crazy. If it comes out that Karl Anthony Towns had an opportunity to take less money and didn't, that's why Mitchell Robinson left, and everybody's all over Karl Anthony Towns. You can't do that.
You can't be.
And I know the money is ridiculous, and people are going to say, oh, how much do you need and all of that? I mean, we're not in that situation. You can't compare it to what's going on in everyday life. You got to compare it to his peers and what he has earned and the things that he's done. He brought a championship to the New York Knicks. So I don't want that to be part of the he's in like an impossible spot right now.
And by the way, is Jalen Brunson going to take less money the next time he's up?
Probably not.
That's the other thing that you have to forecast in this whole thing. Is, how much is he getting? How much is Josh Hart getting? How much, could Karl Anthony Towns accept? I don't begrudge any of these players for making, the Knicks are worth over $10 billion.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why James Dolan is separating the Knicks and the Rangers from MSG Corporation. He wants to get the most value out of these teams. So the owner is making a ton of money. That's why there are fans out there who say, go in the second apron, who cares? Well, you got to protect the future of your franchise, too. That's the other thing that's going on here. It's a balancing act. And you know what? They brought a championship for the first time in 53 years to this city, doing it the way that Leon Rose did it. He did it very tactfully. He did it with the right players in mind. He made some big trades. He got rid of some very popular younger players and decided to go all in to try to build a franchise or build a roster that could win a national an NBA championship, which they did. So you can't sit here now and criticize the decisions that they're making because the owner doesn't want to go into the second apron. You can't.
Yeah, I mean you can't.
They finally have it right. They finally have thought it out, and now we're all thinking it out with them. And what really annoys me is just that is people that just don't understand the financial side of each of it, one for the owner and one for the player.